This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're a short 5 days away from opening day, gang. Peanuts, Cracker Jack, you know the rest. Dodger Stadium here in Los Angeles is up against it. They're trying to finish a $100 million upgrade of the third oldest stadium in the major leagues. Chavez Ravine is vintage 1962 and very well used. So the new owners who bought the team last year have started spending to bring it up to snuff. And one of their first investments was to hire Janet Marie Smith, the go-to architect for baseball stadiums across the country. Fenway, Turner Field for the Braves, and Camden Yards in Baltimore are on her resume. And she showed us around the other day amid the press to meet a Friday night exhibition game deadline.
So one of the big things about this stadium is that it's, you know, it's near downtown, but it's not of downtown.
Well, in a way that makes it the most unique park in America, because as the trend has been to move into neighborhoods and to do a very urban thing, Dodger Stadium sitting as it does just a mile from the core of downtown LA, but with this beautiful park view, sitting in the most beautiful park in Los Angeles, it makes it just all that much more special.
Is there an element of this that translates into economic boom for the rest of Los Angeles? I mean, obviously there's a lot of pieces of the economy in this city, but does this help downtown, do you think?
Well, I certainly think that it plays a big role. The job creation for the constructions was no small matter. The kinds of facilities that we're building here allow us to do more. There is never a time that there isn't some kind of event, whether it's a race or whether it's a convention or whether it's just the daily tours that we offer, that we don't have people here. And so I think the place is much more alive than perhaps people realize. Yeah. But what I'd like to do is to walk up these steps to the reserve level, so you get a feeling of how we've handled the retail stores, concessions, restaurants that we've added.
Up by the ticket office, right?
Okay, so let me show off one of our restrooms while we're up here.
Because you know what? Those restrooms are getting a lot of press, I have to tell you.
Well, more importantly, they are super-sized restrooms.
They're huge. Look at this. I can't even count how many stalls there are.
I'm going to eat my hat if any lady has to stand in line.
I was just
going to
say, it's a ladies' room, and it's the biggest one I've ever seen. Of course, it's the only one I've ever seen. So, that will be, I'm sure, the most commented upon thing in this new stadium, right? All the restrooms.
Well, you hope so. Yeah. Nobody goes to the game to stand in line. Nobody's going to buy a hot dog or lemonade if they have to stand in line afterwards. Okay, so let's sprint on over, and we'll go up to the top deck.
You got it.
So here on the top deck, we've built a new gift shop.
Okay, wait a second. So the box office used to be like right there,
That's right?
That's right. And you brought it out, what, a good 50, 70-something feet?
Brought it out a good 50 or 60 feet. Yep. And then we took the space that used to be the ticket
Did
office.
Did you make it a ladies' room?
Made it a ladies' room, a men's room, and a unisex toilet.
I was kidding.
No, we don't joke about these restrooms. We're serious.
How long did it take you to learn your way around?
I'm still learning my way around. Some of these stairs are just bona fide dead ends. Let's go through this stair here.
What is it about baseball stadiums that's attractive to you as a professional project?
I think it's one of the few places in America where you see so many people choosing to mix and mingle and have a focus on the same thing. I mean, baseball in particular attracts all ages, generations, socioeconomic differences, educational differences, and we're all here rooting for the same thing. This building is the third oldest in baseball after Wrigley and Fenway, and it's the most substantial investment that any team has made this year in any of their buildings. So I think it'll get a lot of attention nationwide.
The number I'm seeing is $100 million for the investment. Is that right?
At least.
Okay, you know what? I don't know if this gets done by game time on Friday.
Well,
there's
we got
a lot
7
of stuff going on.
7:05, that extra 5 minutes.
Yeah, 7:05.